This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the coronavirus reversing global progress in the fight against poverty. In Mexico, nearly half the population lives in poverty, according to official figures. Here's Rodrigo Cervantes from the Mexico City Bureau of Arizona station KJZZ.
Outside a supermarket in Mexico City, Maria Jasmine Ortiz exchanges face masks for food. She's a single mother of a 1-year-old daughter. She says she used to work in a restaurant, but as the pandemic started, it fired her. Ortiz says she never signed a contract. The restaurant paid her about $10 a day without benefits and no severance. This government screwed us up, she says, adding she hasn't received any government support. Ortiz says previous administrations at least gave her a card that worked like food stamps. Marcelo de la Jara is an economic researcher at the think tank Centro de Estudios Espinosa Iglesias. He says about 46% of Mexico's population is low income. The country has high inequality and low social mobility.
So it's an economy much poorer than the U.S.
De la Jara says the economy wasn't growing before the pandemic and it was damaged by the Trump administration's threats on trade. Now with COVID-19, he says almost 1 in 5 people in the labor force have lost their jobs, and there's little that the government provides for relief. Mexico doesn't pay for unemployment insurance. But President Andrés Manuel López Obrador defends his strategy.
El gobierno se está apretando el cinturón.
In a recent press conference, the president says his government is tightening its belt by cutting expenses and the salaries of some government workers. In Mexico City streets, the pandemic is also making it hard for people working in the informal economy, like street musician Manuel Lázaro. He migrated with his family from the state of Oaxaca. He says he notices that there are more street musicians since the pandemic began, so he has more competition. But the disease is scaring the audience away. There are fewer pedestrians, and people are not leaving their homes to give musicians money.
Triste, y casi no sale la gente por.
Lázaro says the situation is sad. But he says he will keep playing for a living despite the pandemic. In Mexico City, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes for Marketplace.